And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. I mean, y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, there's a couple of pieces of news that I just feel like I got to cover, one of which we just learned last night, I'm being serious, that we had five U.S. service members die in some type of a helicopter incident. We don't know. They're saying it was not involving anything they were not fired upon is what I'm trying to say. It was not a result of any enemy action. It happened somewhere in the Mediterranean, but it was near Cyprus, which is not known for being, a difficult area for the U.S. They were on a training incident or training exercise when the incident occurred, and that's what we know. I heard them referred to as five special operators, and then I just saw them earlier being introduced. One was a chief warrant officer and then several NCOs. So I'm almost positive that what we're looking at here is some type of rotary wing aircraft from the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, the Night Stalkers, appears to have gone down. So God bless their families, but that's just happened. And then we've got this crazy situation going on. I don't know if y'all are tracking this. This is a mini rant. All right, this is like I'm chasing a rabbit for a moment. Got to do it. We need to have a sound effect that we killed the wabbit, killed the wabbit. But anyway, I'm chasing this rabbit for a minute. San Francisco. How many times have we talked about on this show the issues in San Francisco? I mean, businesses closing down. Downtown is covered in feces and open-air drug markets and, tent cities and just looks like, a zombie wasteland. People don't want to go downtown to work anymore. They're basically begging for remote work because they don't want to have to come downtown and mess with all of that. So what have they done about it? Well, nothing until now. If you're not tracking, I'll tell you, here's the deal. We're about to have a grand meeting between President Biden and President Xi of China. How they came to choose San Francisco, I have no idea. Why that was a good thing, I have no idea. But that's what they did. And so they're going to San Francisco. And so what happened? They cleaned it up. I don't mean like a little bit. I mean, it's like picture perfect again. I've even seen pictures of the street sweepers and people mopping the bus stop areas. And you look at it and go, wait a minute. And oh, by the way, they didn't ask for millions in federal dollars to get it done. They did it all with current budget. Oh, and by the way, the homeless are gone. Where are they? No one is saying. So I posted this on Twitter. By the way, get on our social media. Follow us on social media. Tell your friends. Follow Right Side Radio on social media. You can find us on Instagram. We're getting the Facebook rekindled because it was taken down, by the way. Facebook just arbitrarily decided, we don't need that Right Side Radio Facebook. And so we've had to restart it. We need your followership. I'm on Twitter. We stream the show on Twitter. And then I'm on Twitter at Sen Phil Williams, S-E-N, at Sen Phil Williams. But the whole thing is just boggling the mind. And I put out on Twitter the other day, I said, so here's the questions. Where did the homeless go and how did they get there? No one is saying. But as a segue into what I'm about to talk about with, people that are running for office, Gavin Newsom, who, by the way, I'll just go ahead and say, Gavin Newsom to me seems like a villain in a Batman movie. He just does. He's that guy that's too slick, always knows just the right thing. His teeth are perfect. Somehow or another, Gavin Newsom, I'm pretty sure he's actually the Riddler. I don't know, but I think he is. But anyway, Gavin Newsom, I'm watching the video again. It's up on my Twitter feed right now. He stood up there at the podium. And he says, I know folks say, they're just cleaning up this place because all the fancy leaders are coming into town. And that's true because that's true. That's him saying that, not me. He says, and that's true, because that's true. That's what he's, that's his quote. I'll say it again. He goes, I know folks say, oh, they're just cleaning up this place because all the fancy leaders are coming to town. That's true, because that's true. He admitted it. And he could care, and he admitted it with his schmarmy smile. He could care less. I mean, the guy is so oily, you could squeeze him out and fry bacon. I mean, it's just, it's unreal. So, anyway, apparently they've been able to clean up San Francisco all this time. They just didn't want to admit it until the communist dictator came. And then they got it all cleaned up. I'm curious to see what happens after the communist dictator goes home. Are they going to just go ahead and keep it that way? Like, and again, where are these homeless people? What did they do with them? Are they tucked away in a concentration camp somewhere? Did they ship them off to an abandoned island somewhere off? They're in Alcatraz. That's where they are. Alcatraz. They've got them in Alcatraz. It's, God. Oh, God. Okay. Anyway. All right. Listen, we're going to move right into the Dipper. So election machinations, number one of the Triple Dipper. Let's talk about some stuff. I got several things. Number one is I want you to understand, in terms of election machinations, Jason Chaffetz wrote a piece, Fox News pulled it, that came out yesterday, actually this morning. And he points out something that I pointed out last week, that we have got to watch the fact that Biden issued an executive order in March of 2021, and it didn't get a lot of attention at first, and now it is, because the executive order mandated that every federal agency had to submit a plan about how their agency's personnel and assets would be used to help turn out the vote. What? Yes. So, like, you know, the little sub-department that handles batteries at the Department of Energy has got to turn in their plan. How are they going to help? I don't know. But anyway, all agencies were required to turn in their plan. The interesting thing is, we don't get to know what the plans are. I kid you not. We don't get to know. Why don't we get to know? Because they don't want to tell us. The Biden administration has so far refused to disclose, not they just haven't gotten around to it. They have refused to disclose the plans, citing executive privilege. What do you mean, executive privilege? Well, these plans are how each department would assist people in getting registered to vote and then turn out the vote. However, it goes one step further. Citing the need for equity, says Jason Chaffetz, Biden's order explicitly directed agencies to target Black and Native American communities, Hispanic and Latino voters, civil rights and disability rights advocates, convicted felons, and voters who work for the federal government. And Jason Chaffetz points out, as well you already know, all these groups have a long history of lopsided support for Democrats. They figured out how to make taxpayers fund their get-out-the-vote efforts. So this is when I say that we're going to have a year we got to stay on our toes, this is it. Right now, federal employees are being paid to help push the Democrat effort to get out the vote. Okay, other things that are happening, though, things that are of note, in my opinion. Let's see which one I'll grab first. I'm going to grab this one off the Hill. TheHill.com, Tim Scott suspends his 2024 GOP primary bid. If you haven't already heard it, and I like Tim Scott, what a classy guy. What a sharp, classy guy. And he gave a very classy reason. Now, there's been some controversy. Apparently, he caught members of his campaign staff off guard. They didn't know he was going to drop his race, which I find odd. Apparently, even just an hour or so before he announced on Trey Gowdy's Sunday Night in America show on Fox that he was dropping out, his campaign had just sent out a solicitation asking people to donate and help get him across the final push. But it says, yeah, Scott made the announcement on Fox News' Sunday Night in America with Trey Gowdy. And keep in mind, they were both part of the South Carolina delegation at one point. Trey Gowdy was a congressman and Tim Scott was a senator. And he said this is his quote, and he's always been so positive. He said, I love America more today than I did in May of 2022, but when I go back to Iowa, it will not be as a presidential candidate. I'm suspending my campaign. I think the voters, who are the most remarkable people on the planet, have been really clear that they're telling me, not now, Tim. That was his quote. You know, and he campaigned on such a positive. I mean, he was never the one who was always down on things. Something about his campaign always had that storyline of hope, and we can do this, and I'm for America. And he's truly the American story. I mean, he focused a lot on being raised by a single mom, in a difficult, disenfranchised environment. And he's been the only Black Republican senator in the U.S. Senate. Just an amazing personal story, and I hope we don't see the last of him with this. I don't know where he's going to wind up, and maybe he'll run again one day, and it'll be his time. But right now, it wasn't. So the field narrows down. Would you ask me beforehand, Boomer? When's
When is the New Jersey? When is he going to back? Chris Christie, yes. When is he gone?
In my mind, he's already gone.
Absolutely. I'm sure a lot of people are like, why is he even here?
Yeah, well, he's just here so that he can get more sound bites about bashing Trump. He gets lots of leverage on MSNBC, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Just saying. All right, we're taking a break right now. We'll do the break. We'll come right back. I got more on election machinations. Like, you know that whole thing about the Virginia state legislature and how apparently we lost the House and the Senate? Maybe not. News on that. And then where's Donald Trump in the polls? And then is Gavin Newsom running for president or not? We'll talk about it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. I mean, y'all making all of it look good. I'm just saying. So the piece we're doing right now is election machinations. And even though this is not like one that affects you and I, it's also, remember I talked about the bellwether states, Virginia being one of them, and how that did not go very well. That's not the bellwether I wanted. Well, the interesting thing is it may not wind up as bad as we thought. So you may recall that in Virginia, Governor Youngkin, Republican, surprised everybody, took over, beat Terry McAuliffe, became the governor. And then we actually took a slim majority in the state house. And he was determined to try and help flip the Senate so that he could have a legislature he could work with and get some things done on a more conservative agenda. Well, that didn't go very well. They actually lost the majority in the House and appeared to have continued to lose the majority in the Senate, except that this story broke night before last. A headline from townhall.com says, hit the brakes. Virginia Republicans might have a chance to retake the Senate now. So what happened was this. A state senator by the name of Ghazala Hashmi, her district got redrawn. Sound familiar? Her district got redrawn, and she had formerly been representing District 10. She decided to run for District 15, thinking it was a slam-dunk blue district. She'd get it, except that after the race, it appears she may have lied about her residency. Where does that sound familiar? We just had a state representative, David Cole, who just faced criminal charges most recently for doing the exact same thing, exactly the way she did. Found an apartment, claimed that was her residence, and ran on that. Never mind the fact that she owned a house that she still continued to sleep in every night in her old district lines. Oh, and on top of that, she didn't bother reporting that house as one of her assets when she had to declare her properties as part of her ethics forms that she had to fill out. So all said and done, she's now facing the possibility that her race could be overturned and handed to the only other candidate who was a Republican. And wouldn't that be a hoot? So that's happening right now in Virginia. So last night there was a video that went around. It may have been taken Saturday night, but I saw it on Sunday. I don't know if y'all saw this. What's the name? Boomer, what's the MMA, a big MMA match, mixed martial arts match. So massive crowd, I mean huge, big stadium, like a Madison Square Garden type setting. And in walks President Trump with Kid Rock, Tucker Carlson, and Dana White of UCF. And I'm UCF. What's the mixed martial arts?
UFC.
UFC. Thank you. UCF is yeah. University of Central Florida. UFC. Yeah. So this was huge, and everybody. Of course, the crowd's going bananas, loving it. And I saw something. I think it was Clay Travis from Outkick who tweeted out, "Would Biden get any kind of reception like this at any sporting event ever?" And I tweeted, I said, "Not even at a Rehoboth Beach Little League team with paid attendees and free popcorn."
Okay, well, I'm going to rebuttal that.
Oh,
are you ready?
Are you?
What happened at the NASCAR race? He may get attention, but it's not going to be the attention he wants.
That's true.
That's where Let's Go Brandon started.
Let's Go Brandon started right there. I was there that day, by the way.
What?
Talladega.
You were there?
I was there that day.
So I think he would get some. I just think it would be not the one he wants.
Not the one he would want.
So that's maybe.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
I hope John gives you extra points for that one. That's a great point. So, and by the way, Tucker Carlson and Kid Rock. So I saw this morning, by the way, then look at this. I'm adding things up in my mind. I'm like, wait, well, hold on. Let me pull this up. Where'd it go? Photos. I took a photo on my phone. Come on, Phil. Lord, this new phone. All right. So I feel like such an old person when I just said that. On my new phone, I can't find nothing. So there's going to be a major music festival.
Right.
And it's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's going to be 7 times. Oh, one of which is in Mobile. I didn't even see that one. I saw Rome, Georgia. Oh,
sweet.
Mobile, Alabama, June of next year. Headliners, Kid Rock, Jason Aldean, Miranda Lambert, Hank Williams Jr., Lynyrd Skynyrd, Travis Tritt, Big and Rich, Uncle Cracker, Tyler Farr, golly, who else? I mean, it's huge, and it's called the Rock the Country Music Festival, and I'm thinking, you know what that is? That's called a Let's Go Brandon tour is what that is.
Absolutely.
You know
that's
what that is.
That's exactly what that is.
And it's going to be all around us, by the way, and it's going to be all next year. So I'll say, okay, so Kid Rock walks in with Donald Trump. Tucker Carlson walks in with Donald Trump. Story, believe it or not, on AL.com. Alabama.com? Yep, I'm not kidding you. AL.com ran this off the Tribune Media Services. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene joins a growing chorus of right-wing figures pushing to put former Fox News host Tucker Carlson on the VP position in the ticket led by Donald Trump. I don't know what to think about this. And I don't know, maybe Kid Rock will be Secretary of the Interior. I don't know what's going to happen. But yeah. So the story here from AL.com says the idea of Trump teaming up with Carlson gained momentum after the front-runner to win the Republican nomination said on the conservative radio show this week that he considered joining forces with the 54-year-old pundit. What?
Wow.
Okay. So, story here on Breitbart. Donald Trump is leading big among independents. So that's those are swing voters. Independents, you got to figure out where they're at. You got to know how you can grab them. And right now, Trump is winning 44-38 in a head-to-head with independents, according to a new poll by our friends at Signal. You know, we've had John Rogers multiple times on here from Signal. That's C-Y-G-N-A-L. They started here in Alabama. Now they're a nationally known pollster firm. But even with a three-way race with Kennedy being an independent, you still get Trump up 36-30-17. It's going to be interesting. And then when you put Tucker Carlson in there as a VP, I don't know. I'm just saying. We'll see what happens. All right, coming up next, Todd Stacey from Alabama Daily News talking about elections in Alabama. We'll be right back.